Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 62.
And thank you for watching, listening to Table Talk, and great to be with you again. You know, in the next few days, as you very well should know, is Christmas. And boy, what a day of celebration that is around the world. Of course, being the son of Lester Summerall, we've had the opportunity of having Christmas in many places. And of course, one of the most memorable is in Israel. You know, the doctor took us to live in Israel in 1956. And when we got there, after we got there, the war broke out, the Sinai War. And, of course, the war was down in the Sinai, was not in Jerusalem or Bethlehem. And so we were in between Bethlehem and Jerusalem for the Christmas celebration. And, boy, what a time of rejoicing and pageantry it sure was and is today. And then we've been in the Philippines and been in different islands of the sea and down in Central and South America and also in Hong Kong. And how they all celebrate is such a wonderful thing. But most importantly, it is the reason why. Is the reason why to get family together? That's a good reason. Is the reason why to get a whole lot of good food? And that's another good reason. And another reason is to make sure that you touch base with some of those cousins by the dozens that you never see all year long except one time. That's another one. But how about the celebrating of our King, our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we need to focus on that more than anything else. I know it's an awful temptation to almost run past the Jesus thing and into the eating and the gifts and the tree and the decorations. I understand all that. But as believers, we need to believe. And as believers, we got to pay attention to the main thing to make sure the main thing stays the main thing. And the main thing, Jesus, the sacrifice from heaven, came to earth, born of Mary, earth daddy Joseph, brought up to the age of 30, and then ministered to far and wide, as far as his feet could take him, or donkey could take him, or a ship could take him. He was God among us. Wow. And then, as destined by God, he was to be the payment for the sin debt that we all had on the tree. And then rise again the third day, sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, making intercession for us, paying that sin debt for us. Boy, what a great, deep truth that is. And that's what the world needs to hear. So I'm going to read just for a couple minutes to you from the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah prophesied hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus even came to the planet. And so Isaiah chapter 9, beginning in verse 6, the word says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. There will be upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever." Wow, that's a long time. But the Bible tells us and prophesied here in the book of Isaiah, "and forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." So here we have the beginning of the Gospels. Matthew, Luke predominantly, but referenced obviously also in John and Mark. The coming of our Lord. Very humble setting. Whoever thought that a king would be born in a cave? But there he was, where animals were, and the straw was there, and the feeder was there, out of the wind and elements because it was a time of festivity. All the hotel rooms are all booked up. Don't have anything more for you, Jesus and Mary and Joseph. But prophetically, different ones started to come and hear and see, and angelic choirs showed up to the shepherds. And then wise men from the east, the star, led them, guided them to that place. And different prophecies kept on happening as the day and as the weeks and as the months grew and kept on going until Cana of Galilee, and Jesus was at the wedding. Mama was at the wedding, and they came all kind of frightened, shaken, saying, "All right, we got a problem, Mary." So what's the problem? "We have run out of wine." Back in the day, that was a huge no-no. And she looked at the servants and said to them, "See my boy, his name is Jesus. Anything he tells you to do, it'll be okay." The Bible tells us that Jesus said, "Mama," my words here, "Mama, what do you think you're doing? My time's not come yet." And the Bible says that Mary did not respond. She kept on going about her business and went back into where the party was supposed to be and talking, laughing, and talking with the family about the wedding. And Jesus turned to the servants and said, "All right, take these pots," and there's many guesstimations as to how much water those water pots had, but it was many gallons of water, many of them. And Jesus told the servants, "Fill them all up to the brim, and then go pour it out to the head of the wedding." And he did. Could you imagine? We're going to be able to see it. I hopefully will be able to see it up there in heaven sometime. But the expressions on the faces of those servants, well, they knew they poured water. And then, wow, out coming out of those jars, those jugs, beautiful wine. As what happened? What just happened? There's water in those pots, but now it's wine. What happened? And the Bible says, and this is just the beginning of the miracles of Jesus of Nazareth. I pray that today, you experience the miracle of Jesus. One of the greatest miracles of all mankind, somebody's eyes being open, oh, that's great. Somebody who is lame and cannot walk, would that be a great miracle? Oh, absolutely. But the greatest miracle of all has been, will always be, is a transformation of the heart of mankind. The Bible says you can be a new creature in Christ Jesus. The old past, brand new, comes when we say, "Jesus, I need you. I need your heart. I need you in my life. Forgive me my sins. May the blood that you shed on Calvary wash me clean. Bring me into the family of God. Receive me now as a son or a daughter of God." And the promise is that he will, he has, and he wants you to be part of his family. So have a great celebration. Have a great time with family and friends. But never forget the why. It's because of that baby born, that gift from God all the way in Bethlehem.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.